Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at not even a trace of sickness will be left behind in your body once God touches you. And so we started listening to what God's taught us, and we found out how the Israelites, when they were crossing the Red Sea, God told Moses, tell the people to look back, they'll never see this enemy again. And God was true to His word. And then we were looking now in Daniel 3 at King Nebuchadnezzar when he threw the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, into the fiery furnace because they would not bow down to his image and worship him. They would rather worship the covenant God who takes care of his covenant people. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace were joined by God. And God let Nebuchadnezzar see. He even said, is not the fourth person, and we only threw three in, and he looks like the Son of God. This is so exciting. But let's see what happens. God bless you as we continue today.
Then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants. Now his mind is completely flipped. Servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. See, when God removes something from you totally and people have known you for years, they're going to turn to God. Oh, my goodness. Now, watch here. Verse 27. Here's the part I love the most. Then the high officers, the officials, the governors, and the advisors crowded around them. So now, all of a sudden, it's like the White House. Get the Senate, get the House majorities and all the leaders, get Congress, all our leadership come, get the armies come, and let's look at what's going on here. So watch what happens. All of these guards crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Now watch out, the part I love, not a hair on their heads was singed and their clothing was not scorched. Now, yeah, is where there won't even be evidence. Watch this. They didn't even smell of smoke. Oh, my God. No one would have even known. Because God, when he frees you completely. When you get healed, you better take that healing complete, and when it tries to come back to you, you say, oh, no, I'm a covenant child of God Almighty. I'm born again. And he said these words, God will not tolerate anything that distracts from him. And this sickness is going to try to distract me from my God. And he is going to avenge and settle the score on my behalf because I'm his covenant child. You've got to get these. Come on. Well, Pastor, that's just words. No, it's not just words. God said, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Quick means it's alive. My goodness. What about Daniel in the lion's den? I mean, think about this. Daniel 6, 21. Daniel, I'm reading from the voice, to the king. Long live the king. The next morning, the king comes upon Daniel, are you alive? Did your Lord, was he able to save you? Those are the words he uttered because he loved Daniel. And Daniel says, long live the king. He hears his voice. As soon as you shut the mouth of this den, I love this. My God sent his heavenly representative to shut the mouths of these hungry lions so that they could not hurt me. Wow. He has rescued me because I am as innocent before him as I am before you, O King, and I have done you no harm. You see, God looks at you and sees you justified. He sees you innocent. My God. Well, you may act stupid sometimes and do some crazy things, but you plead the blood of Jesus and you try to stop doing that stuff. You're innocent. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. That's Romans 8, 1 and 2. So he sees you innocent. Do you get that? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I just love that. He says, my God, as soon as you shut the mouth of this den, my God sent his heavenly representative, one, to shut all the mouths of these hungry lions, to shut the mouths. When you shut the door, he shut the mouths of the lions so that they could not hurt me. He has rescued me because I'm innocent before him, as I am before you, O King, I've done you no harm. That's why you're innocent before God. He'll rescue you. You're his child. You're innocent. We got people in our school sometimes that my child would never do that. In their sight, they're innocent. Well, let them just come and fess up and say, we're sorry, we forgive them too. Amen. Now watch here. Verse 27. Then the high officers, officials, verse 23. The king could hardly contain his excitement and joy. He ordered that Daniel be taken up out of the lion's den. He was removed and examined carefully, but not even a scratch was found on him, all because he put his trust in his God. Now, remember God says, I will not tolerate anything that distracts. And this was a big distraction, throwing him into the lions, trying to keep his mind off God, but it didn't distract Daniel. He just continued worshiping and believing God. And he says, anything that distracts you from me, I will avenge you and I will settle the score on your behalf because you're my covenant child. And you're innocent. That's who you are. Can you get this today? Please give me something. Tell me, yay, yay, yay. I'm looking at so many beautiful people on here. Devon Munson, Christine Sutherland, Mark Van Valt, Shelley Bach, Marianne, Deborah, Diana, Deborah. It's just wonderful to see you guys. I'm so excited you're here. Man. Now I want you to see something else. Remember, I want sickness gone out of my life, and I don't want it to come back. Even if it revisits me, it's not coming on me. Remember that? We don't deny that there's a symptom or sickness attacking us, but we deny its right to exist in our body. Why? Yes, scriptures I'm giving you today. All right, now watch this one. The blessings for being born again and doing your best to obey God, being a covenant child of God. You look at Deuteronomy 28. And he says, verse 7, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. Sickness is an enemy. Poverty is an enemy. Addictions is an enemy, right? People bad-mouthing you, that's an enemy. Now watch what he says. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. And then he goes on to repeat these fantastic blessings from verse 1 through 14 in Deuteronomy 28. But he's telling you right now, he says, your enemies who rise up against you because you're in covenant with me, you're my child right now, they will be defeated, and you're going to see it being defeated. Before your face, they shall come out against you one way, but they're going to run seven different ways. They're going to get out so quick they can't even manage. Amen. I love that. Now, the curse on disobedience, not receiving Jesus and not living a Christian lifestyle, you can read from Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 on. And you'll find out all the curses. There are so many of them. But in verse 62, God tells us, every sickness and disease, even ones not yet in the earth, not mentioned in the Bible, not mentioned in dictionaries, even those sicknesses won't come on you. Yeah, they won't even come on you. Why? Because you're a covenant child of God. Remember Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Deuteronomy 28 talks about the blessing and the curse. Well, read the whole curse and see what you've been redeemed from. Even every sickness, every attack, just read it. Get different versions to read so you can get a fuller understanding of what it means. Check it with a Strong's Concordance. But it tells us not even a sickness has never been mentioned, not known about, like COVID, he said, will not even affect your life. And if it does, it's going to flee from you seven ways. It's going to come one way, but it's going to go seven ways out of you. It's going to run in such fear. So we've got to start remembering Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is anyone who hangs on the tree, the cross. Oh, my God, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, through faith. I receive everything through faith. This message, you got to receive it through faith, and you got to say, that's it. There's not going to even be a trace of it, not a smell of it, not a limp, not a symptom that I've been affected by this thing. And God, if you're in faith and trust and belief and you're speaking it, God will reverse the effects of whatever's attacked you through sickness, through addictions, whatever it is. God will remove it so that people won't even know you ever had it and you won't even remember it. God can do anything. About everything and anything, anywhere, anytime, for anyone, any way he chooses. Just know, as a covenant child of God, he chooses to bless you. And I pray now that you would receive this word today, get your faith built up, read these scriptures. I would encourage you to listen to it again. And if you know anybody who suffered from a stroke and is battling certain symptoms or something went wrong and God will turn it around, they got a limp from back problems, whatever, God will take it so that there's not even a trace of it ever being there. Encourage them to watch and listen. And right now, I pray in the name of Jesus, I want you to receive this. If you've got an area that's not right from symptoms, from past, I want you to believe this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know your word said you will not tolerate anything that distracts your children from you. And any symptom that's remained, any side effect that has remained, any kind of limp or any harm that has come from injuries or sickness and disease, you said you'll avenge and settle the score on our behalf because we're your covenant people. And you said, Lord, that you would see to it that this thing would not rise up again. As we come to you in faith, we remind you of your word, and you're faithful to watch over your word to perform it. So right now, I pray for anyone that's battling with something that's hindering and something that's lingering, and you say to it, you've lingered too long, you're out of here today, and you're not coming back. Symptoms, sickness, flu, disease, sugar diabetes, blood pressure, blood problems, you are done. We're done. It's over. I now focus on my God. I don't have to focus on sickness. I don't have to worry about pains. I don't have to worry about limbs or whatever else is going on. In the name of Jesus, I am set free by Jesus, and who the Son sets free remains set free indeed. Now, when symptoms try to come back on you, you get to this word. If you have to listen to the whole thing again, you get back to this word and you meditate in it and make up your own. And you take it to the Lord and you push it upon the enemy. By faith, you will overcome every attack of the enemy. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO. located on High